I'm going to interview Alan here about bringing renewable energy into towns and cities and how it would benefit them. So how do you feel, Alan, about like with bringing in renewable energy into towns and cities and how it would be beneficial for towns and cities?
Yeah, it would definitely improve. As you know, there's so much gas being given off by simple things such as cars and buses and stuff. So if we were to bring more green energy into cities, it would help reduce the carbon footprint and help, you know, save the atmosphere and the...
Because see the way they're talking about years to come, they're setting the carbon footprint reduction in years like 2030, whatever. Mm-hmm. But now is the time that everyone needs to actively reduce their carbon footprint and do what they can.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are like many ways to reduce it. So one way would just be, you know, obviously you've got the main, like the 5 R's, so reduce, reuse, recycle and replace and repair and stuff like that. So we would do bring more of those in like everyday use. We could definitely, you know, be able to save the energy being used to make the cities more green.
Oh yes, no, but also as well, like, see the way with towns and cities where they have the wind turbines way up in the mountains. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you not think it'd be more beneficial if they were brought into the cities and then by the time, so the energy, the electricity that's being generated, less is wasted with the travel?
Well, yeah, that's fair enough. But then you also have to think about the amount of space that's actually available in cities and stuff. So you may have to, say, destroy some buildings to make space for these wind turbines. So I do think the fact that they're up in the mountains, there's also just more space for them to be there, so you can maybe get more of them.
But then the thing is, with towns and cities, we could actually utilise space, like in parks, like people could change a few of it. Like people see TV aerials and they don't think of how bad they are. So if they started using public spaces more, okay, they could think of using that and then using it for solar panels. Like you think about certain designs in the cities. Do you not think they'd be good if they were covered in photovoltaic panels and then generating electricity and then that being used for the city?
Oh, it would be so much better. But there's also a practicality reason behind it. So people may not be able to afford, say, putting their houses with solar electricity or solar panels, as it is a high initial investment.
Oh yeah, but over time...
Over time, it would regenerate the money back. You know,
but the thing is, it's like with the towns and cities, with public spaces, like just have it being generated in public spaces for the towns and cities. Mm-hmm. And then people just getting more used it and more in their minds.
No, I definitely think that would be a good idea to be able to bring it closer in to the city, so that they are generating, you know, less pollution, less gases and stuff if you have it all within that condensed area.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.